Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights and blockchain trends. Brought to you today by ConstellationNetwork.io, powering the future of digital finance. Join them for HiDef 2024, where the Constellation community comes together for innovation insights and forward-thinking discussions. Let's get started. Good morning, crypto enthusiasts. Today we've got a packed show. With the US elections around the corner, we're seeing an increased focus on crypto knowledge among candidates. A Harris poll backed by Grayscale reveals a significant 77% of US voters want presidential candidates well-versed in crypto and AI technologies. This could sway votes in key battleground states where crypto investors are becoming a vital demographic. Switching gears to the legal landscape, the UK has seen its first conviction related to illegal crypto ATM operations. Olumide Osunkoya pleaded guilty to running unregistered crypto ATMs handling transactions worth over $3,400,000. This case highlights the tightening grip of regulatory bodies on crypto operations. Market-wise, the crypto scene has been a roller coaster. Bitcoin fell sharply below $64,000 following surprising political developments in Japan, where the unexpected choice of Shigeru Ishiba as prime minister stirred market anxieties about stricter monetary policies. Despite this dip, Bitcoin remains on track for its best September since 2013, with a hopeful outlook for a bullish October. Ethereum and Solana have had their share of the spotlight too. Ethereum is trading around $2,613 after a slight pullback, while Solana priced at $157 might go parabolic if it breaks the $200 resistance mark. In other news, Japan is revisiting its crypto regulatory framework, which could redefine cryptocurrencies as financial instruments, potentially easing tax burdens and encouraging investments. Meanwhile, South Korean exchange Bithumb is eyeing a Nasdaq listing, expanding its global footprint. Crypto investment products have seen an influx of $1.2 billion just last week, marking a significant uptick in investor interest, likely spurred by the anticipation of further US rate cuts. On a regulatory note, Matrixport has acquired Crypto Finance's asset management unit, solidifying its stance in Europe's regulated crypto space. This move could be a game changer for crypto asset management in the region. And let's not overlook Bitcoin bulls targeting a price point above $75,000 as the market reacts to China's economic stimuli and US spot ETF inflows. Lastly, China's former Minister of Finance emphasized crypto's crucial role in the digital economy, urging deeper governmental engagement with the sector, a sentiment likely echoed across global financial systems. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Special thanks to ConstellationNetwork.io for supporting this broadcast. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.